The rock band Japandroids has just two members, not from Tokyo, but Vancouver, British Columbia. Their second full-length record is out now. It's called Celebration Rock, and our critic Will Hermes thinks it's the best rock record he's heard this year. So we down our drinks in a funnel.
The guitars crush and the drums are breathtaking, but with Japandroids, the screaming is what seals the deal for me. There's a true art to it. Rage, vulnerability, desperation, and a tiny touch of tunefulness. It's so central to their sound that while writing the album, the band imagined themselves as fans shouting along in the audience. It sounds like it. Japandroids are punk minimalists, but they're also classic rockers. I hear Pete Townshend and Keith Moon of The Who in their guitar and drum attack, and their lyrics, which get pushed up front on this new record, conjure familiar archetypes. Springsteen's Restless Hood Rats, The Replacements' Wasted Post-Adolescence, and The Hold Steady's record-collecting romantics, people whose lives are shaped by the music they love. The song Evil's Sway recalls Tom Petty's American Girl after a couple of Red Bulls and expresses rock's most venerable theme, otherwise inarticulate horniness. And on Adrenaline Night Shift, the band demonstrates how punk rock can still jolt a numbed-out person into consciousness. Japandroids are shouting as much as ever on Celebration Rock, and to judge from their lyrics, they seem a bit obsessed with death and hell, which may seem weird for a band of fairly young dudes who don't come across as overtly pious. But we all have our demons and our night fears, and if there's one thing this record drives home, it's that you're never too young to feel your mortality or to idealize your youth, and you're never too old to sometimes feel like you want to scream.
The new album from Japandroids is called Celebration Rock. Our reviewer, Will Hermes, is the author of the book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.
This is NPR News.